USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited the Del Rio area Tuesday, where thousands of migrants have gathered looking for a way into the United States. Abbott has recently asked President Biden to declare a federal emergency on the border, which would allow more federal resources to assist with the nearly 14,000 people who have gathered under the Del Rio International Bridge. The governor tells Fox News about the efforts he's undertaking as the state struggles to respond to the surge.
So here's what Texas is doing, because we know that Biden is not going to secure the border. So Texas is stepping up to secure the border. I signed a budget where Texas is providing $3 billion by the state of Texas to secure the border. And what we're doing with that helps stop the flow of people coming across that dam that you see there in Del Rio.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Congressional Democrats passed a measure Tuesday that would fund the federal government through December while suspending the country's debt ceiling until 2022. That bill passing along a strict party-line vote, but it's not expected to get through the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell tells reporters that his caucus would support a continuing resolution that includes certain funding, but not a measure that raises or suspends the debt ceiling.
We're prepared to support a continuing resolution with assistance for Louisiana, with additional funds to replenish Iron Dome. What we're not prepared to do is to relieve the Democratic President, Democratic House, Democratic Senate from their governing obligation to address the debt ceiling.
This is USA Radio News.
Bingo. You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The Food and Drug Administration is still gathering and reviewing data concerning COVID vaccine booster shots. After a meeting last week where an advisory panel declined to recommend boosters for all Americans, instead voting to approve them for those 65 and older and at high risk. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes the agency's action could ultimately be creating some confusion around those booster shots. He tells CNBC that the perception that the committee voted down boosters before approving them could have come out of that meeting.
Well, I think the meeting created a perception that there could be conflicting messages. I don't think that that's the case. The FDA at first voted on boosters for the entire age range, 16 and up, ultimately settled on a recommendation that boosters should be made available to people 65 and older and those who are at risk of a severe outcome from COVID, those who are at more risk from the disease itself. That seemed to be always where the FDA was heading. Administratively, they wanted to take a vote on the first question before they ultimately settled on the second question of administering it to a specific age cohort. And so I think it created a perception that the agency voted down boosters before they voted for it. That wasn't the case. It was more an administrative action. And I think that that's where it created some public confusion. CDC is not going to take up this recommendation. I would expect that they'll provide some more granularity around it, maybe expand the recommendation a little bit. That's ultimately what CDC has in their purview.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.